Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my senior producer, Jamie, with me for this next segment because we thought we would talk a little bit about what everybody's got planned for the Memorial Day weekend. Jamie, do you have anything special lined up?
You know, it's been one of those relaxing weekends at our house, and we always kind of like that. We don't get many of those, but, you know, when you get the opportunity to kind of put the phones down for a few minutes, hit up some of those really great remembrance ceremonies for all of the veterans and all of those who have lost their lives protecting this great country, and, you know, you take those opportunities to do so and, you know, put away the news for just a little bit.
Yeah,
easier said than done.
The putting away the news part is what is going to be my number one objective, and to actually take some time in observance, in memorial. I know later we and on Friday, right, we shared the whole huge list of all the events going on across the state. For me, I think being able to get to the West Dallas Memorial Day observation today with the flyover and the color presentation by West Dallas PD, that was absolutely fabulous. The Nathan Hale Chamber Choir was there. So that was a big highlight for me from this Memorial Day weekend. The other thing for me that was important to do is I have a number of uncles and close friends that have served. Now they're still living, but I generally like to just check in, say hello, ask them how they may be taking some remembrance, because most of them have lost a friend in service. So I like to just check in and let people know that I am thinking about them for sure.
Yeah. And this is a big one for us as a family, because Corey's dad was a Vietnam veteran who lost his battle to Agent Orange just a couple of summers ago. And he was actually given a presented with a note from President Biden when he was still in office. And so it's always kind of a big deal in our family to say thank you and to make sure that we are also doing our due diligence, because as we learned last week on your show, and as we're learning today, you know, these veterans, there's a lot of things that aren't exactly, we don't always do our best by them, right? And I always think of it as these are people who chose to do something that a lot of us aren't brave enough to do. And so we always take a few minutes to make sure we remember that multiple times a year, but especially on days like Memorial Day, Veterans Day. That's always very important. Time to remember Corey's dad, too. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, when we look at the moment that we're in, especially with the bill, the big, brutal bill that was passed last week. And, you know, so many of our vets, whether we're talking about the cuts that are being made to the VA and the tens of thousands of people that are losing their jobs, right? And the fact that in our nation's largest mass layoff event in history, which is what the billionaire overlord and his post-pubescent boys are doing via Doge, veterans comprise the single largest demographic group of federal employees.
Yep.
So those layoffs have a direct impact on veterans. Then it's, you know, a bad situation made worse by the draconian cuts to Medicaid that are going to be necessary, and Medicare, right? And again, the VA, all of these things are placing our veterans in a position of great peril. And I always, you know, part of, I think what we try to do on the show, and to varying degrees of success, perhaps, Jamie, is get past what politicians are saying so we can pay attention to what they're doing. Donald Trump, for whatever people may say about him, I believe is an effective communicator. And people laugh at me when I say that. And I'm like, it's not the words. Yes, it is not the words that he's saying. It's not, grammatical. It doesn't make syntactical sense. It's just word salad. They call it the weave. It's right. That he people believe that he believes what he's saying. It seems genuine.
Yep.
And that can be dangerous because it's easy to get whisked away with what the guy is saying. But if we look at what Donald Trump has done through the big brutal bill and the billionaire overlords and done to veterans and to their detriment, yes. That's what we need to be paying attention to, what the actual impacts of these pieces of legislation and these actions undertaken by the Trump administration.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the perils to veterans. And I mean, we also can't forget the perils to their families, right? Absolutely. Because when we're talking about some of these cuts, now we're talking about some of the care that these veterans need that families might not be able to provide, or services that, you know, they're already trying to get some of these veterans too, and driving long distances. It happens in this state all the time. And now we're already making some of these cuts. So it's unfortunate. And we're going to have some more great groups joining next hour to talk about some of those things and some of the programs that are available to families and to the veterans as well. So thank you to the military families out there as well. We do appreciate Absolutely. Your service too.
And thank you to all of the amazing veteran guests that Jamie, mm-hmm. you worked so hard to bring onto the show for this special Memorial Day episode. Your service is appreciated. You are seen and appreciated. And I appreciate you, Jamie, for helping us bring all of this programming to our listeners. We've got some of those fabulous guests coming up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You're not going to want to go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Up next, we have couple of representatives from the Disabled American Veterans Association. Keep it locked. We're going to have such an important discussion next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.